Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, we are switching gears, but as luck would have it, the very issue we've been discussing about how idiotic and grotesque and ridiculous the flopping and acting in soccer is, it just happened. Beautiful play, Croatia, England. They're in extra time, the first 15-minute session, and they're just about at the end of it. So it behooves the Croatia player to stay down and get to the little break, right? Hand out the orange slices. This guy, now Pickford, the goalie for England, makes a really nice save, bang, bang play. This Croatian dude goes down like the guy in Jaws who gets eaten off the boat. Like literally you'd think half this dude's body was in the mouth of a shark. He lays there for a minute. Then they finally, you get the guys running out like it's CSI and they got their little kits. And naturally, you know what comes out next about a minute later. The magic spray. What the hell is in that spray bottle? But I'll be damned, like the fountain of youth that Ponce de Leon never found. Oh, they're spraying him. They're spraying all up in those thighs. And then he magically stands up and little fake hobble off the field. I mean, it's just can't do it. You know what they were trying to do there. They were trying to get to the second extra period.
Yeah, that's on the ref. He called for the athletic trainers to come out. He knew what they were doing. You just sit there and look at him and say, you know what, we're going to continue play.
Right. What they should do, they should just come out with, like in the movies, with the chloroform. Put him down, work on him on the sidelines. Get a spatula. Get him up out of here.
Chloroform?
Yeah, like in the movies. You're going to take a little nap now. We're going to get you off the field.
And we're going to slide you off the field.
And you get a gigantic spatula, like pancakes. Get up out of here.
I would like that, actually.
Like, just take, like, a John Deere with a spatula attachment on the front, go right underneath them, scoop them right up, whoop, drive off the field. I don't need the guys running with the wartime gurney. Get up out of here.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Now let's move on. All right, listen, we'll get back into that. It has made the rounds, and I need David and Roberto and certainly all the parents out there to dial in, but Gordon Hayward, NBA All-Star, Boston Celtic, you know, we got to see him for a whole 6 minutes last year before his leg exploded. But it's made the round, one of these gender reveal videos. You find out what someone's having, boy or a girl. Now, I'll get into that momentarily, but the video comes out, and Gordon Hayward is, I'm just going to call it, disgusted that he's having his third girl. Clearly, Gordon wanted blue balloons and not pink. Now, the video borders on uncomfortable because then the kid goes, is daddy happy? And then, oh, we have the audio. If you've ever wanted to hear a man less excited about having a child, take a listen to this.
Okay, ready? Say, daddy, can you help me?
Help me.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Wow, it's a girl. You were right.
Is daddy happy?
Daddy's always happy.
Now listen. I don't wish having a girl on anyone because the nightmare as a father in today's world with how... And I'm a guy. I mean, my God. I mean, I just men are disasters. Having a girl is very scary. This guy's already got two. Okay? He didn't want a third girl. He wanted a boy. These pink balloons come out. That box may as well have been filled with horse manure. So, I mean, it's a disaster here. But here's my question. I'm asking. Here's my question. A, why is this something you share with the world? Like, if you make the announcement we're having a boy or a girl, God bless. As long as it's a healthy baby, right? All jokes aside. But why would you share this moment when your husband's clearly not excited about this?
Yep.
Now, David and Roberto, you got to help me here.
Yep.
It's easy for me, a guy who doesn't like kids. I like being an uncle more than a daddy. Easy for me to go, Gordo, you got to fake it. Gordo, well, come on now. You can't look like daddy's always happy. The only thing that was missing was like the Nick Castellanos outfielding error production elements from Roberto. But like, does this make Hayward a bad dude? Like,
not I mean, at all.
Okay.
No.
So you can be disappointed that you didn't get the gender you wanted? Is that appropriate dad behavior?
Well, yes, because I'm not going to say I'm in the same boat because I'm not having a third child. But that's exact.
It's automated. I don't know what happened there.
His reaction is why I'm not having a third child.
He's always happy.
Yeah.
I mean, as he's walking away and he kicks a balloon into the sky.
Yeah, I have two boys. If I was to have a third one, I want a girl. And if it's a boy... If it's a boy, I would react just like him. So it made me wonder, was that like a live video feed? Because why would you post that?
I don't think that's a good look for him.
Why would you post that? Because he looks horrible. And this is not the only time. You're saying fake it? No, he has to fake it the rest of his life. Not just the video, because he wanted a boy. So he would have to fake it his entire life.
Do you know how many dates he's got to, like, screen the guy for having three girls? Oh, my God. The uncomfortable talks, the intimidation that's required of the prospective candidates to date your daughter. That's just, ay, ay, ay.
Can you imagine if he tries number four and there's another girl? What would that reaction
be? Well, now that's
all the time.
Now that's my, hold on now. Here's my question. And please, I'm not trying to get in some major warfare debate here. But, like, if you really wanted a boy, can't you just go to the scientist and get a boy? No, man, I mean, you can do that.
Well, they say that there's different methods that you could...
No. I'm not talking about science or angles. No.
Yes, you can, yes.
You just go to the doctor and go, I want a boy. Make it happen. They put it in the machine... And they make it work. Like, if you wanted a boy that bad, I don't know the process. I ain't trying to go through it.
No, there's a way. There are ways to do that.
It's like a frozen drink machine on Bourbon Street.
Oh, there we go.
I'll have another hand grenade at Paradise Island. All right. No, I'm asking, like, if you're an NBA player, you're making $30 million a year, if Gordon Hayward wanted a boy so bad, why don't you just go to the doctor?
You can do that, but obviously it gets into ethical issues.
All right.
Yeah, but technically, yes, you can do that.
People talk to me on this. I'm not a daddy. Talk to me on this. Do you side with Hayward here? Does he look bad? Here's the other thing. Why do people got to make a spectacle of the kind of kid they're having? Why can't you just make the announcement? Why do you got to do a video? Oh, look, daddy's throwing a bowling pin at the wall. Poof, it's filled with blue Jello. It's
hitting a golf ball off the tee.
All right, what are we doing here? Whatever happened to just keeping it a secret? You have the kid. Boom, done.
That's a trend that's past few years been becoming very prevalent.
Well, what are you and your lady doing?
Yeah, right. Not to my knowledge. No.
Sully will throw a football in a Our Lady of the Lakes jersey.
Right. It's a social media thing, though. These gender reveals have gotten just so popular. Everyone does them now. It's simply and solely a social media thing.
Does Gordon Hayward look bad here? That is the question. I am not going to come out screaming and yelling. Hey, I said what I said. I mean, I admit it. Like, if he wanted a boy that bad, you got the money. I mean, geez, you can kind of guarantee it. But listen, I know we're going to get into some big ethical debate, right? Whatever you want to do. My point is, if you're going to broadcast to the world the gender reveal, I think you have to fake it. Him saying, daddy's always excited. That's like when people ask the average person, are you pumped up it's Monday morning? Yeah, I love Mondays. I mean, that was unbelievable.
But don't you also think it's relatable to a lot of people?
Yes, incredibly.
You know how many dads how many guys, you have two girls, of course you love your kids, but you really want that boy. You're going for number three when maybe you would have stuck with just two, and then you have another girl. I'd be upset.
I just think of all the dipsticks that your daughters are going to date. I mean, I got two younger sisters. Do you know how many jerks have been in the picture? Do you know all the screening that has to go on? Then you sit there and then the conversations after they go out on the date and you're sitting there with dad and you're kibitzing about what a moron just walked out of the house.
Yes.
It's just, ay.
You ever met one of these guys and you're just like,
oh yeah.
My God.
Oh, I will tell you, I will not reveal who, but my dad had the talk with one. Took him out behind the garage, had the talk.
He said, listen, you SOB.
It was, I was not privy. I was not privy. But this was years ago. I won't tell you which sister. But that kid got brought behind the garage.
Why don't you guys go play in the road?
Had about a 10-minute discussion. He didn't like his demeanor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, and no one ever saw him again.
Yeah. Next thing you know, where's Bob?
Won't see him no more.
No. But I mean, those are the uncomfortable moments. He wanted a boy.
There's a reason why David and I each have two boys. Because we do it right.
Up next, Roberto tells you all about angles.
Had no trouble getting back in. Oh, I do it right.
248-539-9797. Go ahead, Sully.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.